This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is 9:09 Thursday morning. We are moments away from peaking for the week. Rudy, our friend Rudy, is in the other room there. He wouldn't tell me what his big announcement is, but says it's big. So we're going to find out.
We'll be the judges of that.
Yeah, we will. Hey, that was the Dave Matthews Band, and they're coming to Shoreline September 8th. We've got tickets right now for call number 97-800-400-3697. Call now and win your way in to see the Dave Matthews Band September 8th. Doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697.
People love these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely
love
them.
We were just saying that.
It's so weird.
Luciana, I mean, you weirdo.
It's not that they're not great. I saw them, though.
But the passion.
Yes.
Right, that's it. I saw them at Outside Lands, and you'd think that everyone in the audience knew everyone in the band personally,
yeah.
The way they spoke of them.
Yep.
Oh, look at what Frank's wearing. I don't know if it was Frank, but it was
the guy. Last four shows I saw him at.
So weird.
Yeah, well, people.
And it wasn't just one person. We were surrounded by people who knew the band intimately, and we were out in the crowd.
I know one guy in that band. His name's Dave.
Right. Exactly right. Anyway. All right. So I'll do a couple texts before we get to the movie reviews. Here's some of the stuff that people had to say. 925 says, best place to get married is Sarah's backyard.
Yeah. I'm hoping one of my kids, at least one of them, will want to get married back there. So pretty.
Either of them anywhere near that?
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. Not that I know of.
Well, young love, you know how that goes.
I do. I actually have had long talks with both my boys about, you know, how much it can hurt the first time that you're really in love with someone and how you feel like the whole world. But there's no rush. No rush to get married.
Oh. Have they had that first experience, the heartbreak?
The younger one had, I don't want to give any of his personal stuff away,
but
the
sure,
older one is not, has been a pretty, he's a pretty focused person. Like, he's got his friends, and of course I'm also their mother. They may have had horrible love experiences that I don't know anything about.
You know,
about.
I'll tell you something, and it's possible, not everybody's, there's, you know, I guess I'm stereotyping, but most people, when they're crushed, want their mommy. So,
and they've come to me with enough stuff that,
right, I
you
would
know,
think
when they're crushed or hurting. Or,
and that goes for any age. I think even and you're into your 40s and 50s, if you're crushed, you're like, I want my mom.
You just want to talk to your mom. No one is going to listen and understand and love you no matter what, like your mom's going
right.
to.
I think, my point is, I think you'd know.
Love you, mom.
Had to take a double take. Totally thought you were playing Bobby Brown. Sounds like every little step. You know, that was one of the grinds on Bruno Mars having won 6 Grammys, as people were saying. He's so derivative and sounds so much like other past hits that he shouldn't be getting the credit that he is. I don't necessarily think that's true, but that is the grind.
No, I've definitely heard that. But he's got his own special something. I just can't take my eyes off him when he's performing.
Me and my wife were on our way to Minnesota, too, right now for the Super Bowl.
Have fun.
Yep.
Dress warm.
Try not to get caught all drunk on blow with a hooker in an alley, though.
Are there a lot of alleys at the Super Bowl?
Of course there are.
No. I guess if you're looking for one.
415
you can
says,
find one.
Come on, Ben. You go in your wetsuit just like the rest of us in the lineup. Just keep your mouth closed when you duck dive, bro. Yes, I do you're out surfing for 2 hours if you have to.
I heard you pee in your wetsuit just to get yourself warm.
That's not true, but I do find myself having had 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
So you number 2 in there too, huh? Boy, don't tell anyone that.
What?
Jeez, Vinny. God.
What did you just say?
Why are you saying that into a mic?
What is coffee? How does that amount to pooping in my wetsuit?
You tell me. I'm not the one who poops in your wetsuit. Jeez.
No, I was talking about number 1, but okay.
Were you? Oh, all right. Okay. Gotcha.
Did you just wink at me?
Yeah, gotcha. I get it. I wouldn't want to say it either. Whew.
I'm pretty sure no one's ever pooped in their wetsuit, Sarah.
Okay.
Atlanta is amazing. Shut up, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman, shut up. Yeah, Hooman.
It's not that great.
Hooman.
Casinos don't take coins no more. You put bills, and they pay winnings with vouchers. Penny slots start at 30 to 50 cents a pull.
So yeah, somebody else said that, right. So they call it a penny slot, but you have to do 50 credits to do anything with it. Oh, that's the sound of a casino.
Oh, yeah. Napa's not a wedding destination. We have very few venues that are permitted to hold weddings. Most wineries are not allowed.
Oh.
That's weird.
That is weird.
You think that would be...
Beautiful places.
Your ticket to print money.
I've been to a lot of weddings in Napa. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. I mean...
Well, he does go to more weddings than anyone we know.
Oh. He'll go to... Even if he doesn't know you, he'll go, oh, God, I love weddings. Is that a wedding? Let's go.
All right, everyone, we got a huge announcement. Our dear friend Rudy is going international.
Going international, guys.
Hold on, hang on.
Hold on. Uh-oh. I got to blow
a massive,
massive
announcement.
A thing? Okay.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, Rudy.
It's a call to arms.
The week of February 19th.
Should I say it?
Yeah,
make your
ahead.
Announcement, Rudy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am going international, as my friend Hooman said. And guys, I knew I said that I was going to Australia a couple weeks ago, but I'm not. I'm going to Italy.
Oh,
I'm going to Rome, Italy, February 20th, direct flight from Oakland all the way to Rome. And I'm going to do some comedy out there. So now I can honestly say I'm an international comic. I can say that now.
That is so exciting.
I'm super excited. I'm pumped up.
How did you get this trip going?
I was just sitting there one day looking at the globe. And I was like, I've only really been like on this little section of the globe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to go somewhere. I got to do something else. I got to spread out. You know, when am I going to get a chance to just.
You picked Italy.
Yeah, I picked Italy.
And you talked to a promoter there and they said, yeah, we'll book you some gigs.
It's like when you know a lot of comics, a comic will know a comic who knows somebody way out there. And, you know, you just kind of start lurking around and you find somebody.
Are
who's
you brushing
give you a
up
gig.
On your Italian?
I think that's going to be part of the deal. I'm going to go out there and just like not speak Italian very well. And maybe that'll make it funny. But I know what I'm up against. Believe me, like I've done rooms where it wasn't my cup of tea anyways. So what's the difference if they're speaking a different language at this point?
You what know? Do you care? You're going to Italy.
Exactly. I'm going to Italy. And plus, I speak Spanish. So I think Spanish might help out a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Probably not a lot, but a little bit. But I'm unafraid. And regardless of whether they like my jokes or not, I'm going to Italy. That's really the bottom line
great.
Right there. So
look
I'm super pumped up.
A couple things. Look at the L973 Instagram. We posted a picture of Rudy, and we let everyone know he's going international. So if you have any suggestions for Rudy, any places where you think he should play, I know he's in touch with the American consulate in Rome.
Yes.
So he might be doing some stuff for a bunch of expats over there.
Right.
Got my fingers crossed.
But if you could help Rudy out, that would be great. You can just hit him up directly on his Instagram, 9RudyOrtiz.
Yeah,
the number
anything.
9.
Restaurants, little bars, karaoke. I love karaoke. What's your go-to song? Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, Nothing But a G Thing.
Oh.
That's my go-to song right there.
All
right. I rock
we
that
We got
to
keep a note of that.
And I'm curious if they'll like it in Italy.
It right now.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to translate all the lyrics in Italy. In Italian, yeah. So that should be interesting. There we go.
Oh, you ready?
Oh,
for
you
got
to get an edit version.
By
of
the
this,
way,
though, don't you?
Oh well, it's
He's
just karaoke version.
It's the karaoke
so
version.
I rocked this in Indianapolis last week. I didn't think they were going to be into it.
One,
they loved
two,
it.
Three
into
the
foe. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Young Bryn is at the dough, ready to make an entrance. So back on up. And then it gets really vulgar. So I got.
Yeah, you got it. I don't.
By the way, can I just say, Bryn, I'm just super happy to see you, man. Like your energy in the intro is what I was missing the last couple
is that
of times.
What it was?
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Air drumming the horns.
When you go into like that mini seizure, I love that. I love when you do that, man. So I'm happy to see you again.
Yeah, likewise,
right,
Rudy.
No, clearly.
I missed you so much.
Clearly, yeah, I could feel the enthusiasm.
He didn't miss any of us. He was in Hawaii the whole time.
Oh,
all right,
nice.
Guys.
All right,
so,
let's review some movies.
Yeah, okay, so real quickly, Paddington 2. The reason I want to mention this film is because, like I said earlier, it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's one of 5 films, and Vinny saw it. So
I loved it.
I just so basically, in this film, Paddington gets framed, and he spends the whole... He spends the whole film in jail.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
The bear?
Yeah, the bear spends the whole movie in jail. The whole film.
Whoa.
He's in jail. So
So his family is trying to get him out. I don't want to give away.
Are they also bears?
No, they're humans. He's raised. Oh. He lives with a human family.
Missed the first one, so I don't know how he ended up with this family.
Did you see the beginning of this film where he almost went over the waterfall?
Yes, I saw him be rescued and how he ends up with his aunt.
Yes.
Is he an actual bear?
Yes.
Yes.
He's not like somebody's stuffed toy.
No. And it's riveting how they seamlessly do scenes with this bear.
Okay, and he can talk.
Yeah.
He's
with an English accent.
Movie.
Yeah, he's an English accent.
Oh.
Vin, there's a murder in this film. Was that too much for your four-year-old?
Not at all.
Okay.
What kind of murder?
Murder at
bear
a circus.
Murder?
No, a murder
oh,
of a...
Oh, a circus murder.
Circus murder, yeah. No bears are harmed in this film.
Was it like, did they show the knife going in?
No, it wasn't that kind of murder. It was a different type of murder. Kind of like a falling type of murder.
Oh.
Vinny, did you love the way this film ended? I know endings are important to you.
I did like the way they ended it. It was a little on the tearjerker side. People around me cried. I felt bad for them and wanted to console them. I don't necessarily feel comfortable embracing an audience.
Or telling us that you cried, right?
Of moviegoers. But in this particular film, I felt I needed to. There were a lot of tears. Did you have
an allergic reaction right
around
that time?
I was fine, actually.
You didn't have a runny nose or your eyes started
watering. Sarah. Did you cry, Hooman?
I didn't, but my heart was warmed with that final scene, and then it was done. Like, the door opened, the moment happened, and it was over. I'm like, whoa, they didn't drag that out at all.
But did you stay for Hugh Grant's big dance scene?
After the credits?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know about that.
What?
I was ready to get the hell out of there. I gotta be honest.
You gotta be kidding me.
If I had a 4-year-old with me, I might have stayed. But come on, I'm 42, for God's sakes. If you were gonna give the film a rate, if I was to give the film a rate, I'd give it 3.5 Persians. How many surfboards do you
now,
give
hold
it?
On. You All give right. it 3.5 as Persians. A regular full, or are you taking into consideration it's a film for kids?
I'm taking into consideration it's a, well, both. I'm going 50-50.
And
on
you
that.
Still only give it 3.5.
Yeah, what do you give it?
I give it the full 4 surfboards.
Five
is the max.
Surfboards. Yeah, it was very good. Excellent.
All right, beautiful people. Alice Reedy, we were going to review Winchester, but they wouldn't screen the film for any movie critics.
Uh-oh.
So now we're stuck with Bilal.
Bilal.
Stars the voice of Ian McShane. You might know him from Deadwood, Ray Donovan. He was Blackbeard on the Pirates of the Caribbean. Bilal, A New Breed of Warrior. So this film is loosely based on the life of Bilal ibn Rabb. And he was one of Prophet...
Who?
He was one
Bilal
of the
ibn Rabb.
Rabbah.
There you go.
Rabbah.
Nailed it.
He was one of Prophet Muhammad's most loyal companions. So I think this is from the Quran. So in this film, Bilal is thrown into slavery as a young child, but he finds the courage to raise his voice to make a change. Rudy, this film cost $30 million to make. How did it look? How was the animation?
For $30 million, I mean, they should have thrown a little extra cash on top of that because the animation was not enjoyable. I felt like I was watching, it was like weird, like the way the Polar Express was weird to watch, you know, where it was like you didn't know if it was a real person or an animation.
Why didn't they just do it with real people?
The full distance. If you're going to try to make it look so real, just go the full distance and actually get Tom Hanks in the movie. So I felt like I was watching that type of animation. It felt like the way it looked, it felt like it belonged like on a PBS special. You know, it didn't seem like movie quality type of animation. So visually speaking, not enjoyable.
Is this a kid's movie or is this a grown-up story?
Well, we're going to get to that in a sec. I want to go, it is a kid's movie. But this movie was made by the Emiratis. You know, it comes out of Dubai. They have all the money in the world. Like, money shouldn't be a problem.
But why didn't they should? I mean, somebody should have told them. Should have told them that it's the quality of the animation was no good. I'm just surprised that nobody brought that to their attention.
Yeah, I'm surprised
Not enjoyable.
As well. Were there too many religious overtones in this film?
Well, look, you could tell that there were religious implications, and I had a feeling that there was some religious connection here. But the funny thing is that I didn't even know what religion it was. I don't know if it was Christianity. I don't know if it was a Muslim story. I had no idea until at the end of the movie when they explained it to you through text. And so, yeah, there was some definitely some religious undertones. But I felt like I was in a theology class instead of being in the movies entertained. You know, it was more like educational than it was entertaining. So, again, I couldn't even tell what religion it was, but you could tell that there was some sort of, you know, biblical connection there.
I was going to say, listen, Christians, if you're going to make a Christian movie, make it clear. Jews, same thing. Muslims, same thing. Like, don't be so ambiguous that we're like,
don't be obscure.
Don't
beat around the burning bush. Were there any hell yeah moments that made you want to jump out of your seat, cheer for this? What is the new breed of? What does it mean to be a new breed of warrior? I didn't even get that.
I don't know. You know what? The only hell yeah moment, honestly, human, was when the movie was over. I was like, hell yeah! I was like, I can get up out of here. I think what they were trying to say with the new breed of warriors, I think the story was trying to implicate the idea of freeing your mind, not just your body, freeing your mind and freeing your soul. That's what a free person is. You know, you're a slave only to the chains within your own heart. I think that was the story here. I mean, there was definitely some fighting scenes and there was definitely some war scenes where they're actually battling. But that wasn't really the centerpiece of the movie. The centerpiece of the movie was more about a young kid who grows up as a slave and then realizes that if he wants to be free, it's got to start in his mind and in his heart. So that, I think that's what they were referring to when they say the new breed of warrior.
Let's talk about how the film.
Sounds terrible.
It was terrible.
I felt like the real warrior having to endure it for 2 hours.
Let's talk about
new breed.
How the film ends, because it's very unorthodox.
Right.
The movie ends, and then there's a lot of text.
Yes.
I mean, a lot. So
page after page?
Like 2 pages of full movie screen text explaining to you the things that Bilal did with the rest of his life, which to me was lazy.
It is lazy. Did they run out of money? What happened?
They must have ran out of time or ran out of money. Something along those lines had to have happened because they literally gave you the second half of his life, the things that people actually know Bilal for. They actually explain that to you through 2 pages of text at the end of the movie. So the first, you know, the 2 hours that you spend actually watching the movie, again, it's very slow. It's not much.
Action.
Yeah. The visuals were not that good. Sometimes the actual words coming out of the character's mouth were out of sync. So after you spend...
With the cartoon.
So after you spend 2 hours of that, then they want to slap on you the entire history of what actually made Bilal a historic figure, which I thought was lazy, which I thought was, yes, unorthodox. And, you know, it was kind of like a spoiler for the moviegoer, because then you just realize I just spent 120 minutes not even watching the best part of this guy's life.
Right.
This is like the
they should have made a movie about.
I should have made a movie about everything. Yeah. Like the best part was, you know, everything that I read. And I just spent 120. You could have just sent that to me in an actual text message on my phone. We could have got this thing over with already.
Is this a wide release?
It is, yeah.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they expect it to chart?
I
hope not.
I'll tell you in the sum it all up. This film opened overseas and made opening weekend $1 million. So it flopped everywhere else. So here it comes to the United States now. I'm sure it's going to get crushed in the U.S. as well. I mean, I guess I'll just give it a generous 1 Persian rug.
Oh,
I guess.
Really sucked.
It's no good.
Honestly, I'm not even going to give this thing a pinata.
This
doesn't even deserve a pinata, just because of the fact that I had to read the best part of the movie. I had to read it, and then the visuals were so bad. It was like you ever wake up like early in the morning. Well, you probably don't do this, but they got these cartoons on PBS on Channel 9. Which, like, Daniel the Tiger type of cartoons. Like, I felt like I was watching that level of animation. It was so bad. So, honestly, I would not. The first words out of my mouth when I left the theater were, this movie is really bad. Yeah. And I probably threw an expletive in there, too, that I can't say now.
So, how many? What's inside the 0 pinatas?
Hopefully, like, no hope for a sequel. I hope they don't come out with another one. This has no pinatas whatsoever. You
it's
know?
Like the pinata after the party. It's like all beaten up, yeah. Kind of washed
just,
out on
just
the
just imagine a fake pinata that's animated really badly. You know, that's what I give it. I don't recommend
No one
this
should see this movie.
Nobody. I mean, look, and it's
even
not,
if you're like familiar with this person as like a, you know, a figure from the Quran.
I think if you are familiar with this person and you're actually looking forward to hear this, to see this story on the big screen, you're going to be even more disappointed because it's just not delivered in an enjoyable way. It's just boring. It's just a boring movie.
Well, guys, wow.
Thank you.
What an amazing review of a movie
it?
No one could
Shaping
see.
Shaping hearts and minds.
Yes.
One Rudy, movie review at a time.
Congratulations on your trip to Italy. I hope that goes splendidly. Will you be joining us for The Secret Show?
Most definitely.
All right.
I will.
We'll be cutting one of those right after this show. We'll be right back.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3.
Sorry,
Vinny.
Sarah. What's up? Out there talking to our newest international artist.
Yes. Mm. Oh, Rudy Ortiz. He's headed to the big boot. He's heading to Italy.
The surprising thing is, and I, as an Italian, I still haven't been. I actually
You'd like to, though,
I'm
right?
super You're jealous, gonna... yeah, that he's going to Italy. But but I know from Arj Barker and Eddie Ift, two comedians who've come on this show quite a few times, that there's a huge market for comedy in Australia. So
I thought he was going there.
That's what he was saying.
He was going. I wonder what made it. We'll have to ask him what made him change his mind.
Yeah. Well, we're about to do The Secret Show with him. So
unless they wouldn't let him in the country.
Well, I bet you they would let him in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's just like, well, Italy sounds good too. Right? I mean, everyone would want to go there.
Both of those places, if you offered me a trip to each, I'd have to really sit and think about which one do I
want
to go to.
Which one would you want? Of the two.
I got to sit and think about it. Would you immediately go Italy?
Well, I'm surprised you say would I go Italy, because I would think that...
The surfing?
Yeah, the surfing in Australia would be almost automatic. But the truth is, I think I'd go Italy.
Yeah, I think I'd probably go Italy, too.
I would go to Australia only because I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Italy's like, yeah, that sounds amazing, but I've always really just wanted Australia or New Zealand.
Right.
The thing about Australia that's interesting, as I've watched all the surf contests there, and is that there's a lot of space between the different locations that you might go to. So you might pick your spot and sort of have to
focus
on
that.
The research on it and figure out the spot you want to go and make that your trip, because it's huge.
Yeah, it's bigger than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's an island, but it's also a continent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, we'll talk to him on The Secret Show. That's coming up here. We're going to do that now, I guess.
We're going to head out. Have a great day. And the next time we see you,
Friday.
It's going to be Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.